Welcome to the AI and Sons Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Theo, to discuss a significant development in AI-driven drug discovery.
Thanks, Maya. Today's big news comes from Insilico Medicine. Their AI-discovered drug candidate, rentosertib, has advanced the Phase 3 trials for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, a critical step towards market approval. A study published on September 7, 2026, in collaboration with institutions like Harvard Medical School and Stanford University, confirmed that rentosertib showed potential for biological age reversal during its Phase 2A trials. This involved 42 IPF patients, where six independent proteomic aging clocks consistently indicated a reduction in predicted biological age, a truly notable observation.
That's a remarkable finding, Theo. So, beyond the specific treatment for IPF, what makes this development so important for business owners and IT leaders?
This is a powerful validation of generative AI's capacity to drive innovation and accelerate research and development, especially in highly regulated industries like pharmaceuticals. Rentosertib itself is unique. It's the first drug candidate discovered and developed using generative AI for an AI-identified target, TNIK. By leveraging sophisticated algorithms, AI can rapidly analyze vast data sets, predict molecular interactions, and identify novel therapeutic targets and compounds far more efficiently than traditional methods, reducing time and cost.
So AI is not just speeding things up, but also opening entirely new market opportunities. Can you elaborate on the business implications, particularly regarding the longevity market?
Absolutely. Insilico Medicine reported a record year, nominating 9 development candidates and achieving 8 clinical milestones within the first 9 months of 2026. They also announced approximately $7.3 billion in contract value for 2026 alone, contributing to a cumulative contract value of roughly $11 billion since 2021. This impressive pace highlights efficiency gains from advanced AI platforms and a clear return on investment. The observed biological age reversal effect, even if secondary to IPF treatment, opens new avenues for longevity therapeutics, which is a rapidly emerging and potentially vast market. Companies investing in AI-driven R&D now could gain a significant competitive edge.
It sounds like immense opportunities, but what are the balanced risks or critical considerations for businesses looking to adopt AI in healthcare or any complex R&D sector?
The opportunities are indeed significant. Streamlined drug discovery, novel therapeutic avenues for difficult diseases, cost efficiency by automating and optimizing R&D stages, and the potential for personalized medicine by analyzing vast patient data. The emergence of the longevity market is also a major economic frontier. However, it's crucial to approach the concept of biological age reversal with nuance. While the findings are exciting, the primary focus of the trial was IPF, and further research is always essential. Businesses must ensure robust validation and ethical considerations are paramount when deploying AI in such critical applications.
Thank you, Theo, for breaking down this groundbreaking AI development. For our listeners who want to dive deeper into the article and access the source links, please visit AIandSons.com. That's AIandSons.com. We appreciate you tuning in to the AI and Sons Daily Brief.